In the U.S., the Olympic sports of swimming and gymnastics are dominated by white athletes. But today in London, two New York City teenagers will challenge that notion. 17-year-old Leah Neal, a half-black, half-Chinese swimmer from Fort Greene, Brooklyn, will race in the 4x100 freestyle. And John Orozco, a Puerto Rican from Harding Park in the Bronx, will show what he's got inside the gymnastics arena. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports on how they got there.
Rome Neal is a jazz musician and the father of a U.S. Olympian. Lately, he's been interrupting his concerts, like this one in St. Albans, Queens,
Leah,
to pay tribute to his daughter.
Love in A finals, taking the lead to win in your heat.
Leah first learned to swim while taking classes with her Chinese mother at a Catholic school in Chinatown. Her father says it was clear early on she was good at it, and by age 9, she was swimming competitively. He says Leah is known for starting out several body lengths behind and then running her opponents down.
And all of a sudden, Leah comes up out of nowhere and just catches up with the girl and then passes her to win. And I've seen a couple of those, and those, I mean, and I've seen the audience how thrilled they were when they saw that type of drama in the pool.
Leah Neal attends Convent of the Sacred Heart High School on a swimming scholarship. She's also part of an elite swim team at Asphalt Green on 91st Street in Manhattan. This impressive pool is only one of two Olympic-sized pools in New York City. Rachel Stratton Mills is her coach. She points to Leah's list of records that hang above the pool deck. One reads 22.6 seconds in the 50-yard freestyle.
There's a lot of college-age females who would love to go 22.6 by the end of their career, and she did it at 14. It's amazingly impressive.
Stratton Mills is aware of Leah Neal's place in history as only the second female with African-American roots to make the U.S. Olympic swim team. She says Leah embraces being a role model for anyone who looks different from the norm. The coach acknowledges that as a black athlete, Leah sticks out in other parts of the country, but says not as much at Asphalt Green.
Racial diversity and cultural diversity here on this team, as in most parts of New York City and all these schools these kids go to, it's normal.
Just like black athletes are rare to swimming, Latino athletes are rare to gymnastics, especially those from struggling Bronx neighborhoods. John Orozco grew up near the Castle Hill section of the Bronx. He started gymnastics after his dad, a sanitation worker, found a flyer offering classes to underprivileged kids. The young boy excelled and at age 9 tried out for a competitive team in Tony, Chappaqua, New York.
I mean, I still remember the first day he came in to try out.
Jason Abear is the head coach at World Cup Gymnastics.
It was just so much raw talent and power, and he had all the tools necessary to reach the highest level in gymnastics.
Competitive gymnastics in Chappaqua is expensive. Abear says it runs about $450 a month. The teenager received a scholarship to pay for his training, but there were also competition fees and travel costs. John is the youngest of 5, and the whole family helped with expenses by working at the gym.
So Manny was working, running the gymnastics birthday parties for kids of all ages, as well as Jason. And John.
Jessica Orozco is John's 30-year-old sister. She ran a preschool program at the gym, and her oldest brother, Eric, was a handyman at World Cup. In her Bronx neighborhood, Orozco says the kids on the block couldn't relate to gymnastics, but did appreciate John's acrobatics.
They would kind of like tell these other guys to come watch him, and I would say, no, do you have a dollar? He's not going to flip for nothing. So I used to kind of bribe the basketball guys for like a dollar for John.
The tight-knit Puerto Rican family will all be in London to watch John compete. Orozco says now all the sacrifices make sense.
I was a part of helping. I was a part of supporting. I was a part of a family, you know, a family's dream.
People describe John as outgoing and warm, but also disciplined and focused. And while Leah Neal is aggressive in the pool, she's the kind of person that would go unnoticed on a city subway.
If you were to meet her on the street, she's the most unassuming young lady that you would ever meet.
Brian Brown coached Leah Neal from age 9 to 15.
You really would not know about the competitiveness until you saw her race. It's a dichotomy. That's pretty interesting.
Soon, both these young New Yorkers will find themselves far away from Brooklyn and the Bronx and in London, competing on the world stage. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.